How much wood to add when smoking? One of the most common questions asked when it comes to smoking foods on a gas grill, traditional charcoal grill, or smoker is, how much wood do I need? Likely the second most common question is, where does the wood go? Let's break this down by equipment and method of smoking so you have a good place to start in answering the above questions. Get a food scale. As a reminder, wood should not be sold or referenced by weight, so I always recommend you keep a food scale handy to weigh pieces of wood or handfuls of wood chips until you get comfortable with eyeballing your needs. After working with wood on your specific equipment, you'll develop a sense of how much will produce a smoke infusion level you and your food guests like. To make easier understanding of the amount of wood needed, I will be referencing by ounces in my breakdown lists. The traditional smoker. If you adhere to the basic rule of low temperature cooking on a smoker, then you'll likely be cooking between 225 degrees and 250 degrees Fahrenheit. You will also likely be using lump hardwood charcoal or traditional charcoal known as briquettes for the fuel or heat. This is the material that keeps the smoker at a steady temperature. Regardless of whether you use the snake method, minion method, or simply dump the charcoal into the smoker's charcoal area, wood will be needed in some form to provide the actual flavor to the foods being smoked. Why? Because wood is what gives food that smoky flavor and distinct texture and appearance. For the smoker, here is a guide on wood quantity based on food being smoked and for using wood chunks. Note, you can smoke different foods at the same time with small adjustments to these amounts. Fruits and vegetables, 2 to 4 ounces. Turkey, chicken, 4 to 6 ounces. Ribs, 8 ounces. Pork shoulder, brisket, 10 ounces with additional needed during cooking. For placement of the wood chunks, these can go directly on the hot coals with some wood banked to the side to catch as the hot coals spread. The charcoal grill. Essentially, you will be doing the same steps as above for the traditional smoker. The main difference between these two units is that smokers are for hot smoking and generally don't do well when used for grilling. In fact, I would highly recommend you never try doing grilling on a smoker. Charcoal grills, on the other hand, can do both, but you will have to make some airflow adjustments with the unit's venting to ensure that you can maintain a low temperature consistently for smoking. You also may find adding a heat insulator like bricks or stones works well to attract and use radiant heat. Here is the guide on wood quantity based on food being smoked, as well as type of wood product. Remember, a wood chip product will combust faster, so you will need more chips on hand when smoking. For chips with fruits and vegetables, 2 ounces. Chips for turkey and chicken, 6 ounces. Chips with ribs, 10 to 12 ounces. Chips with pork shoulder, brisket, 16 ounces. Chunks with fruits and vegetables, 2 to 4 ounces. Chunks with turkey and chicken, 4 to 6 ounces. Chunks with ribs, 8 ounces. Chunks with pork shoulder brisket, 10 to 12 ounces. For placement of the wood chunks, these always go on top of the charcoal. You should have a piece on the hot coals and then stage some on unlit coals that will ignite during the cooking process and keep the flavor going. The LP gas grill. I think the key misnomer is that LP gas grills can only use wood chips if you want to attempt to do wood-fired cooking. That has certainly changed with the advent of dual-fuel or multi-purpose grills on the market today, as well as the development and design of diffusers over the gas burners for traditional grills. The heat covers on burners are the perfect place for wood chunks. Even if you don't want to add chunks directly to a component of the grill, you can use a standard wood chip smoker box and simply put chunks in the box versus chips. Usually these boxes will hold 3 to 4 small chunks of wood. The box also aids in capturing ash. Here are the options for wood placement. Wood chips in a foil pouch placed over a hot burner or directly on a heat bar diffuser. Wood chips in a smoker box placed on the grill grate with the heat under it. Wood chunks in a smoker box. These will be small pieces about 2 by 2 inches. Place on the grill grate with the heat under it. Wood chunks directly on a heat bar diffuser, 3 to 4 pieces, with the heat on medium. Here is a guide on wood quantity based on food being smoked, as well as type of wood product. Remember, a wood chip product will combust faster, so you will need more of it on hand than wood chunks when hot smoking. Chips with fruits and vegetables, 2 ounces. Chips with turkey and chicken, 6 ounces. Chips with ribs, 8 ounces, with replenishment needed as they reduce to ash. Chips with pork shoulder brisket, 8 ounces, with replenishment needed multiple times. Chunks with fruits and vegetables, 2 to 4 ounces. Chunks with turkey and chicken, 4 to 6 ounces. Chunks with ribs, 8 ounces, may need to add 1 or 2 additional pieces. Chunks with pork shoulder brisket, 8 ounces, with replenishment needed at least once. Dual fuel or hybrid grills. With technologies advancing in the grill world, you now have so many more options for using charcoal and wood in the convenience of a gas-fired grill. For those looking to have that level of ease, but the flavors of charcoal and wood at your fingertips, those equipment manufacturers are to be considered. Just get ready to make a substantial investment, as these models do not come cheap. Also, keep in mind that if you've purchased a green wood or air-dried wood, it likely holds more moisture than a kiln-dried wood. This will change the weight. Pieces of wood that fall into the green category, even if they are the same size, will weigh differently. Work with wood long enough and you'll develop a feel for what is just about the perfect weight for wood-fired cooking. We hope this article provided you with new information. Leave a comment and remember to follow us on social media for additional tips, techniques, recipes, and great photos. As always, your suggestions on other article topics are always welcome.